Once a year along First Avenue South in Birmingham, the streets are closed and Alabamians are transported to another place and another culture.
There's the smell of the food and the smell of the copal and the smell of the candle wax and the sights of the art and the color, and you hear the music.
Wendy Jarvis is describing Birmingham's Dia de los Muertos Festival.
And it is these five senses of ours that are stimulated, and the beautiful folklore, the beautiful story is that the spirits also hear, see, and smell those things, and those things guide them to be with us on the days of November 1st and 2nd.
Jarvis is artistic director of the festival, which is put on by the Bare Hands Gallery. November 2nd is also known as All Souls Day, and while the day may share some DNA with Halloween, it is a little different. Stephen Bunker is a professor of history at the University of Alabama who focuses on Mexican history.
It goes back to the idea of ancestor worship, and that there is a line between the living and dead which is not as firm or clear as we often think about it in the United States. And so this is a much more porous line. There's not the same kind of fear of death as well. And this is a way to respect those who have gone to the afterlife before you.
For the past 10 years, the Dia de los Muertos Festival has become quite a celebration, but it first started out in 2003 as a way to remember a lost loved one.
One of our artists, her name is Tracy Martin, that spring her father died unexpectedly, and he had really loved Mexico and the celebration of the Day of the Dead. He thought it was a beautiful, joyful way to remember your lost loved ones.
Martin's father was noted civil rights photographer Spider Martin. The best way she could come up with to remember him was by building an altar for a Day of the Dead remembrance. The event drew a few hundred people, but it was their reaction that really struck Wendy Jarvis.
There were a few people who brought these little tiny mementos of their mom, their grandma. We didn't even do an invitation. We just put it on our art invitation and word spread. And these few people said, "Can I put this out?" And so we made space for them really quickly and said, "Of course, of course." And at the end of that night, we looked at each other and said, you know, Spider's going to get his wish. This is about to become something for the community.
And the community has embraced it. Last year's festival drew over 5,000 people, and keeping the annual celebration in check has become a mission of all those involved, including this year's festival director, Jennifer Gowers.
We don't allow corporate signage. We keep everything for the reason of the festival, which is to remember and celebrate the lives of lost loved ones. And make sure everybody keeps that heart and soul connection. And it's going to keep growing. One day we will be bigger and need to fit more. We're going to cry and we're going to fight it a little bit.
Preparations for this year's celebration have been going on for months now, and 2013's festival promises to be the biggest yet.
Got an idea for that one?
I think I'm going to put some shoulders.
Volunteers are preparing calaveras. Those are the decorative skeleton men associated with Dia de los Muertos. They'll be stationed outside of La Casita, the festival's home base. The main theme of this year's altar shares a little lineage with the festival's inspiration, Spider Martin.
Year of the Civil Rights Martyr.
Craig Legg designed this year's altar and is known as the festival's Comandante.
We got a list of 41 martyrs from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they're up on the wall, and we're honoring them this year. You know, many of them are little known. Everybody knows about Dr. King, the four little girls, but the rest of them are very unknown, so we're trying to make people conscious of who they were.
Traditionally, Day of the Dead celebrations look a little different than Birmingham's celebration. Volunteer Teresa De Leon remembers how Dia de los Muertos was celebrated when she was growing up in San Antonio.
You know, we would go to the cemeteries. Thousands and thousands of people there visiting the graves and have a picnic and have a party. Some are drinking and barbecuing right there on this, you know. Then you have the radio blasting from the, you know, Tejano music or Chicano music right there from the car, so we can hear everything. And
while it's not quite like that in Birmingham, there is something that appeals to the spirit of celebration of Dia de los Muertos.
When I came here, it was more festive. And when you walk in, it's just like a whole... It's hard to explain.
Teresa De Leon.
It's like a little spirit of change. The loved ones of people who have passed. There's some tears that I've seen, but then there's some joy and remembering how their lives were. So it's just like a peaceful inner spirit, like everything's okay.
And whether you come to Birmingham's Day of the Dead Festival to remember a lost loved one, enjoy a different culture's traditions, or just connect to your past, there is something for everyone. From La Casita in Birmingham, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.